Good evening. It is 29 June 2017. It is it is 8 p.m. Eastern. And we are here Natural Healing Show. Okay, you got it, Ed.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for coming back again this week. I have some really good and cool information, and I'm actually going to kind of question our own ethics on how we live our lives here in America. Last week, I kind of touched on a lot of stuff, just kind of gave an overview of many, many things. Today, I'd like to focus on really one thing, and subsequently after this, maybe on a weekly basis, we should focus on one thing at a time, maybe even just one herb or one procedure or one technique or what have you, and try to establish a guidepost or something. Or a benchmark from which we can springboard off into go up to other areas. But we need to focus on, I believe, the most important thing is we need to realize what we are doing. We need to realize what actually is happening. Now, before I really get started, I'd like to just make 2 points here. I have gotten, there's two major health crusaders who I've been following and who I've gained most of my knowledge from. One is Dr. Christopher, and the other is Dr. Paul Bragg. Both are pretty world-renowned. Last week I had mentioned Paul Bragg. He has a website called www.bragg.com, and he is basically the father of the health movement in America. Anyway, on his webpage, I'm going to be focusing today on one of his main philosophies, and which is fasting. Now, I did bring this up last week, but before I even get started on it, I'd like to give you some personal experience that I've had with fasting and how it's such a blessing in disguise. And if anyone on this call tonight was with us last week, on a few occasions I had mentioned fasting and how you can feel while you're doing it and certain things that can happen. Now, one of the things, in 2009, I had gotten sick and I just hooked up with an herbalist in my area here in Duncan, Oklahoma. And she put me on a 3-day cleanse. And that consisted of several things that you had to do. And I mentioned them last week. I'm just going to go through them real quick this week to kind of refresh our memory on this. And It's a very, very powerful tool when you're fasting and or cleansing, which is almost very similar. And what it entails is, when we stop eating, there's a tremendous amount of energy and vital force that goes into the digestion of foods that we eat. Especially the fact that we're really not eating live foods, we're eating dead food, okay, which causes so much problems in our body and causes constipation in our internal organs and clogs everything down and then creates slag and much more energy needs to be produced for the liver to do its job and the kidneys to do its job and the skin and so on and so forth. So when we feed our bodies these dead foods, and then on top of it, we never cleanse. I'm 57 years old. I started this only 12 years ago. So that would bring me to, let's see, 45 years old is when I started. So for 45 years, I never fasted. I never cleansed. I never stopped eating, okay? And when we really think about that, and we think about what's in the foods that we purchase in the supermarket and the drinks that we drink, I used to drink soda like it's going out of style. And it was because, not because I was, that I, it was just because I was ignorant. I did not know that, you know, the FDA and all of these agencies that's supposed to watch out and take care of the American people, of course, they do not do that. It's all about money. So every other life force on this planet, when it's thirsty, it drinks water. Rainwater is the most healthiest drink for you because it's filtered. It's distilled. There's nothing in it. There's no minerals. There's no, you know, most people when you go, sometimes you buy a bottle of water, you know, it says like it's a gift. It says, oh, this is filled with this kind of mineral to help. No, that's not good for you. Okay. So now, the fact that we eat all of these dead foods and drink all of these drinks that are filled with toxins and chemicals and stuff like that, we wonder why we're a sick nation. And it's auto intoxication and it's self-inflicted. It's kind of weird. And let me just make myself clear here. I'm not perfect. Okay. I still cheat. You know, it's hard to get totally off the wagon and you know, never eat anything again that's packaged, because basically that's what it is, okay? You know, many people who live to 100, 125, 130 years old, and there are many, not many in the United States, but around the world, there are many people who do, and that is because they don't eat the processed foods and drink the drinks that we drink, okay? So there's a direct correlation upon, you know, between longevity and literally what you put in our, what we put in our mouths. Okay. So one of the things, so I turned 45 and I became awakened. My dad passed away and that actually woke me up a little bit. And I started doing some research and just asking questions and started questioning everything. And it is how I got involved. And I remember that first three-day cleanse when I did that. The first day was really difficult, mainly because it was a mind matter, meaning that in every half hour, an hour, I wanted to get something and put it in my mouth. Literally, it was like I need to put, you know, a Pop-Tart in there or you know, an egg sandwich, a bacon, egg, and cheese sandwich, you know, with some coffee or what have you. You know, we've been conditioned through decades and decades, basically over a century, you know, with, you know, oh, this is Kellogg's Cornflakes, this is the breakfast of champions, or everybody knows all of these advertisements that promote health, but actually it's not. So when one goes through that first day of cleansing, when you get up in the morning and you take that 8 ounces and or 12 or 16 ounces of prune juice, and then you take that tablespoon of extra virgin olive oil to clean out your ducts and help it cleanse it out, and then 30 minutes later, you take an 8-ounce glass of distilled water. 30 minutes later, you take another 8 ounces of apple juice. 30 minutes later, you take another 8 ounces of distilled water all day long. That's all you do is drink. You switch between apple juice and water every 30 minutes all day long. Obviously, you have to be home to do this. On one of your days off, okay, and I recommend, this is a place that I recommend everyone to start, just a one-day cleanse. Now, you can do 5-day cleanses, 10-day, so there's people who do 40-day cleanses. Jesus Christ did that, okay? Many great people in our world throughout history fasted for many days, okay? A lot beyond 40 days, okay? It is one of the most healthiest things the human body can do. Now, just give me one second. What I'd like to start off with is this. In order for us to start this path of health, we have to basically make a commitment to ourselves, okay? We have to be aware of what we are doing to ourselves, and we need to eat to live. We have to stop thinking, and I know firsthand it's not easy to do. You have to kind of be thinking about your thinking. You know, why am I thinking this? Why am I saying this? Is this a condition of my past? And is this really going to help me by doing this? Okay. Now, every time I fast, just a week ago, I had a procedure I had to do and just to kind of check something out in my body. My doctor recommended it, and I had a fast, for a whole day, and I had to drink this drink. I probably assume some of you have done that. Okay. Had to get a CT scan done, and I had stopped eating at 12 midnight on Saturday night, and then I had to actually have, it wasn't a fast, it was actually a liquid diet all through Sunday, which basically could be Jell-O and anything see-through, apple juice, stuff like that, and all I did was drink water all day long, and apple juice. I drank apple juice and water as such as the cleanse I was talking about before, excluding the prune juice. Now, Monday morning, I got that procedure done, and the time I got out of there was 1 o'clock. So it was not quite 2 days, but almost 2 days of not eating solid foods and only drinking water and apple juice. And I tell you, if you can get yourself to do that, even one day, you will feel fantastic. It's a invigorating and enlightening thing. And I'm going to go read some of these stories from many people who have experienced this and certain things about why it's important to fast, okay? And one of the reasons, obviously I've said this on many occasions, the main purpose, Hippocrates made everybody knows Hippocrates. One of the things he said was, first, do no harm. The Hippocratic Oath, you know, first, do no harm, okay? And allow your food to be your medicine and your medicine to be your food. Now, are we doing that? Are we not taking that personal responsibility? And really, do we want to live a healthy, long life? Or do we want to fall short of that? Jack LaLanne, I believe he was 92 or 93 when he passed away, but he was pretty healthy when he died. but he, Paul Bragg was actually his mentor. Paul Bragg has been around for a very long time. I'm just going to read some of the things that he's accomplished real quickly, because I want you to get familiarized with Paul Bragg and his website. So I'm just going to read off some things. Bragg's amazing pioneering achievements the world now enjoys. And here's a list I'm going to give you real quickly. Bragg originated, named, and opened the first health food store in America. Bragg Health Crusades pioneered the first health lectures across America. Bragg inspired followers to open health stores across America and then worldwide. Bragg was the first to introduce pineapple juice and tomato juice to America. He introduced juice therapy, which was a major part of Jack LaLanne's life. Jack LaLanne never had a hamburger. He never had any solid food. Jack LaLanne, I'm sure most of us on his call have seen some of his infomercials when he was alive, and that was his juice machine. Jack LaLanne juice machine. So he introduced juice therapy in America by importing the first hand juices. He was the first to introduce and distribute honey and date sugar nationwide. Bragg pioneered radio health programs from Hollywood three times daily in the 20s. In the 1920s, this guy started. Okay, Bragg and his daughter, Patricia Bragg, pioneered a health TV show from Hollywood to spread the Bragg Health Crusade on their TV show. Now, one of the things that he has a book that I'm actually going to quote from here called The Miracle of Fasting, which is what we're studying today or talking about today. And you can get this book right on this website. And on the front cover, it's fascinating. It says, it has on the very bottom, it has his name, Paul C. Bragg, ND and PhD. And under that, it says Life Extension Specialist. I mean, that is just outstanding. And this guy has proven fact that he has extended his life. And this guy is healthy as an ox. Okay. Him as well as Dr. Christopher. Now, Dr. Christopher, he died, I believe it was in the early 80s, and he did not die of natural causes. He, he was 79 years old, and Dr. Christopher is at the same level as Dr. Bragg. Okay, these both are geniuses as far as health goes. And anyway, Dr. Christopher, his thing was cayenne pepper, and every morning, three times a day, you would have it in the morning, afternoon, night. He would make a cayenne drink up, which consisted of 1 tablespoon of cayenne. Now, I only use 1/4 tablespoon. I'm still not up to 1 tablespoon. He would put 1 tablespoon of cayenne pepper, 1 or 2 tablespoons of apple cider vinegar, and 1 tablespoon of honey within 8 to 12 ounces of water. And he would make it warm water to get it down in the morning, afternoon, night. And he had to do a medical examination for some type of a reason. I forgot what it was. And doctors took his blood pressure and did all his vitals. And they had to do it like 6 or 8 times because they couldn't believe that this man of his age had the vital signs of an 18-year-old. And he just blew the doctors away. They thought there was something wrong with their instruments. And he contributes that just to this drink, in addition to all the stuff he did, but he believed that the cayenne is the king of herbs, and it just which it is, and it's a circulatory herb, it's a hot herb. So in addition to that, Bragg, his thing is fasting and apple cider vinegar, and I had mentioned last week that Hippocrates, his antidote or his penicillin at the time was apple cider vinegar. And if you guys research on your own and research apple cider vinegar, you will be amazed. And I'm going to give a list in a little bit of all the things that that it does. Okay? As a matter of fact, I'm going to just touch on that right now before I go even further. So here is the miracles of apple cider vinegar for a stronger, longer, and healthier life. Okay? It helps promote a youthful skin and vibrant, healthy body. Now, before I go any further, I just want to tell you another little experience I had with apple cider vinegar. Apple cider vinegar is a wonderful food for your skin. It can shrink, you know, like all of these cosmetics, and hey, take this and put it on your skin and shrink your wrinkles and does this and does that, and it never does anything, okay? As I got older, I found that in the last few years, I've been getting these what's called skin tags, and I have a few on my neck and so on and so forth. And so I did my own research, and I knew it was great for the skin. So what I started doing is every morning I'd get up, and I'd get a Q-tip and dip it in some apple cider vinegar and soak that area. And then I would get a cotton ball. Soak that cotton ball, put it over that skin tag, and then put a Band-Aid over it. At night, I would take that off and do it again at night, put another soaked cotton ball over it, put another Band-Aid over it, and in 1 week, it was gone. It shriveled to nothing. The skin tag literally shrunk because the acidity and the whatever it is, okay, it removed it. I didn't have to get it cut off. I didn't have to remove it. It didn't bother me. It just naturally fell off in 1 week. So I'm going to continue here. So the second one is helps remove artery plaque and body toxins. It helps fight germs, viruses, bacteria, and mold naturally. Helps retard old age onset in humans, pets, and farm animals. helps regulate calcium metabolism, helps keep blood the right consistency, helps regulate woman menstruation, relieves PMS and UTI, whatever that is. I don't know what that is. Helps normalize urine pH, which is so vitally important. We need to, as I did touch on that last week, our pH needs to be at a certain level. We cannot be too acidic or alkalized. We should be, I believe it's between 7.3 and 7.4, okay? Well, this apple cider vinegar helps to balance that pH in our bodies, relieving frequent urge to urine, helps digestion, assimilation, and balances the pH, helps relieve sore throats, laryngitis, and throat tickles, and cleans out throat and gum toxins. Helps detox the body so sinus, asthma, and flu sufferers can breathe easier and more normally. Helps banish acne, athlete's foot, soothes burns, sunburns, helps prevent itching, scalp, baldness, dry hair, and banishes dandruff, rashes, and shingles. Helps fight arthritis and removes crystals and toxins. And that's one that actually I've experienced as well. If you have arthritis in your fingers and your hands, what you do is you get a natural cloth, a cotton cloth of some sort, not too big, and pour some apple cider vinegar, AVC, in a little bowl, soak that cloth, you kind of wring it out enough where it's not dripping, but soak where there's still on there, and wrap your hand in it, and then wrap your hand with saran wrap and sleep overnight with that. And that apple cider vinegar goes right through your skin and eliminates those crystals that actually cause arthritis. Next one is help control and normalize body weight. The list goes on and on and on. It's an amazing herb that's been used for thousands of years that we've neglected to focus on for healing purposes. Okay. Any questions so far? It's not. Okay. One of the things that give me one second here. Let me get back to where I have to be. Okay. I'm going to go back to the fasting now because this is mainly what the purpose of tonight's call is, and I want to touch on and explain to you how this actually works, okay? We eat food, and as it passes through the body, it must be masticated, digested, assimilated, and then the waste is eliminated. We have four great organs of elimination. I never knew this until I got involved with this. Of course, I knew it was the bowels. That's one. The kidneys, of course, that's two. I didn't know that the lungs was another, and the skin. Okay, so those are the four avenues for the body to expel toxins that are within our body. And now, of course, if we have never fasted or went on a 1, 2, or 3, or 5-day cleanse, our bodies are filled with morbid matter in addition to all the toxins. And I read once that most Americans, the statistics show that most Americans have anywhere between 10 and 25 pounds of fecal matter caked up in your intestines. I believe John Wayne died, and when they did an autopsy on him, he had 35 pounds of fecal matter. Obviously, he never cleansed. So in order for these eliminative organs to work perfectly, the body must build a high vital force of body energy reserves. It takes a tremendous amount of vital force to pass a large meal through the gastrointestinal tract and also eliminate the the waste via the 30-foot tube that runs from the mouth to the rectum. It takes the great power of vital force to pass liquids through the 2 million filters of the human kidneys. It takes vital force for the chemical power of the liver and the gallbladder to do their work in preparing food for the billions of body cells. It takes great vital force for the lungs to deeply inhale up to 2 quarts of oxygen with each breath to purify the entire bloodstream in your body and expel the toxins and the carbon dioxide. It takes great vital force for the skin, often called your third kidney, with its 96 million pores, to throw off body toxins in the form of skin rashes, pimples, sweat, and foul body odors. Now, before I go any further, I want to touch on that, because most people don't understand this. See, if our internal organs are dirty and disgusted and clogged up, and we're backed up with all kinds of fecal matter in our colon, we need deodorant to put on to cover that smell, because it backs up. It's just like a muffler. You know, you clog up that tailpipe. Well, the fumes, nothing's going to run right in your car. Okay. Well, when we are backed up in our system and all of our organs are backed up and clogged up from the milks we eat and all dairy products and all the chemicals and preservatives and pesticides and antibiotics that are in all the food, we are just clogging every organ in our body. And when we don't fast for years and years on end, we need major deodorant help, okay? That's where bad breath comes in. There's so much is going on the inside that we are unaware of, and we, frankly, most of us don't even think about it. Okay? So it is when we start to realize, if we change the oil in our trucks and change all the fluids and change all the filters in our truck or our vehicle, that truck is going to last a lot longer. Okay, it's going to have a longer lifespan. There is no difference with the human being. And I'm going to say something that's kind of weird, but it's the truth. Humans are the most putrid and toxic creatures on the planet. And we do it. Hello? And we do this willingly and I think ignorantly. I don't think none of us want to hurt ourselves. None of us want to not live a long life. We all want to live a long, healthy, and prosperous life, but we fail to do the work to get that result. And most of it is really our fault, but we've been conditioned. We've been deceived, just like in every area of our lives as well. Okay, these marketing agencies are brilliant. Okay, they've convinced us to eat all these foods, and we do so because when we take in these foods, it doesn't kill us instantly. So we're thinking, well, it's not going to happen to me, and we're going to be fine. And once you hit 35, 40 years old, and things start to happen. When you hit 50, some more things start to happen. Meanwhile, if we were to stop the self-intoxication and start really focusing on just living a healthy life and a healthy lifestyle through meditation and breathing and walking and exercising and eating live foods and fruits and vegetables and pure water, this will tremendously increase not getting into our coffin. We cannot expect to be healthy if we continue on the path that we are on, and including myself. Like I said, I don't do everything right. I have a pulmonary hypertension that I got 9 years ago, but I believe that because of all of the changes of lifestyle that I've made and the herbs that I take, I'm still alive. It's a degenerative and progressive disease, and I'm very lucky, or I'm not going to say lucky. I think it's, like I said, it's part of my doing. But many times I get from many of my pulmonary specialists, they don't understand why I'm not progressively getting worse as many of their other patients. Okay, so it is an active choice that we need to take. You know, we need to take active action. You know, if we want to become healthier, then we have to make healthier choices. Okay, that's just the bottom line. And, you know, like I said, I keep on saying this because I don't want to sound like I'm, you know, all high and mighty, because I don't do everything right. But I do try to do better than I used to do. And I do very, very much better than the way I was 12 years ago. Okay. So we, you know, when it comes to, I say this many times, we have to learn to focus on eating to live. We just need to eat to live. Now, the philosophy of tonight is don't eat. You know, give your system a chance to rebuild. What happens is when we stop eating, the body force, I was just talking about the vital force that it takes to do the digestive process, whether it be through your drinking or water through the kidneys or lungs or the liver and so on and so forth. Now, there's a tremendous amount of vital energy that has to go into that process of digestion. So what happens is once you stop eating and you just drink, distilled water, your body automatically goes into cleansing mode. It starts to filter out the garbage. It starts to remove the toxins from your kidneys, from your liver, from your skin. Most people, my wife had, when I first met her, which was 21 years ago, she had major psoriasis on her elbows and her knees. And it stayed with her our whole time together until I got into herbs. And what had happened was there was two things I made her do, and she does not have it anymore. She does not have it on her elbows, nor does she have it on her knees or anywhere else for that matter. And the two things I had her do was cleansing. See, when you cleanse your skin is the biggest organ of our body, and it is the easiest path for the body to expel poisons. So anything to do with your skin, anything, whether it be pimples, rashes, eczema, anything, has to do, that's telling you, your body is telling you that you are filthy on the inside. I know that sounds disgusting, guys. I know that's kind of gross, and no disrespect, because I'm still there, okay. And just for a fact here, I want to let you know something. Anyone who hasn't fasted at all in their entire life, and you start fasting on a regular basis, I recommend doing a 1 day fast at least once a month, preferably, and then build it up to once a week. And then after doing that for a couple of months, then you get into like a 2 or 3 day cleanse, doing that once a week or once a month, and you work your way up, okay? I'm up to 5 days. I've been doing it for a while now, and I still haven't done 40 days. But the point is, I had her fasting when I first learned about this, and we both did it together, and I also gave her what's called turmeric. Turmeric is awesome for many, many things, but one of them is skin issues and eczema and psoriasis. Ever since she's done it, she does not have it at all. So cleansing, and then adding specific herbs can just about handle any kind of issue that your body's having. But mainly, the greatest therapy, okay, for any type of healing is to stop eating. Now, it's weird. Fasting is every other animal, if you notice when a dog gets sick, it does not eat. It doesn't want to eat. And that's because instinctively that life force knows I need to cleanse myself. I need to rebuild the vital force in me to get the toxins out or whatever it's in there that's causing that disease or whatever. Okay? This is natural for every single life force on the planet except humans. And it's amazing because I remember as a kid, you know, when I had a fever or I was sick, and my mom or neighbors or cousin would say, well, you know, eat something to build up your strength. No, that's the worst thing to do, okay? You know, starve a fever or feed a cold or whatever the hell that saying is, that's all, it's just hogwash, okay? The best, when you are sick at any capacity, the best thing to do is just stop eating. Just don't eat. Just drink liquids or go maybe on a liquid diet. Just stop eating those hamburgers and pork chops and the potatoes and all that stuff, okay? I mean, you don't have to just drink water, but what I'm saying is when you stop eating those heavy, fatty, preservative foods, your body is just not going to heal itself, or it's going to take twice or three times or four times as long to start getting into a process of healing. So when we fast, the greatest action that the body is taking, it's rebuilding itself. Now, let me just get into this one second here. Okay, I'm going to read something to you here. It's a natural instinct and miracle, fasting. I'm going to read this from this book here just quickly. Sickness is Mother Nature's way of showing you that you are filled with toxic wastes and internal poison. Dead people don't have colds. It is only when you are alive and have vital force that you have physical problems. By fasting, you are working with Mother Nature to help expel the wastes and poisons you have accumulated in your body. Every animal in the wilderness knows fasting. And I just reviewed some of this, just so I'm just kind of rereading it for you so you get some of the facts based on this book. For it's the only method animals use to help overcome any physical trouble that befalls them. This is pure animal instinct. We humans have lived so long in this soft civilization that we have lost the natural instinct to fast when health problems occur in our bodies. In your life, you may have experienced physical suffering when you felt no desire for food. It even have repulsed you. Then kind but ignorant relatives, as I was just saying before, would then tell you to eat to keep up your strength, okay? The soft voice of Mother Nature is often hard to hear and understand. By fasting, your extrasensory instinct becomes very keen. And this is so true. When you do a 1, 2, or 3 day cleanse, or even further than that, 5 day cleanses, everything seems different, and I can't put it into words. It's something that needs to be experienced. It's like a drug. It's almost like a high. You don't want to eat food because you have, what's happened is as the body is cleansing, the first day is the hardest because that's when you're expelling a lot and most of those toxins, okay? And after 24 hours and going into the next day or two, let me backtrack, okay? That first day, while you're expelling all these toxins and chemicals and so forth, it is a time of rest because – and you're not going to be able to do much because you're going to be exhausted from your body doing all this work. and this is the amazing thing that you will experience when you try this, okay? So when you start a fast, and you wake up in the morning and you start this fast, okay? By mid-afternoon, you're going to be like you've worked 3 days in a row with no sleep, because and it's proving to you that your body, it's not in a digestive mode, it is actually in the cleansing mode. Now, it probably, I don't know this for a fact, but it probably uses maybe the same or even more vital energy and force to expel all of these poisons, which is why you cannot do anything. Everyone, every master herbalist will tell you, you know, just walk when you feel like you want to walk. Otherwise, just rest and just go to the bathroom, because the body is cleansing, and it's hard work to do that, especially if you've never cleansed before. It's kind of an awakening, because you will just be drained. Now, what happens is in the second day when you wake up in the morning, all of a sudden you feel light-hearted, like light. You feel, I can't explain it. It's almost like you feel more energy. You feel more vibrant, okay? You feel clean, and you will have probably lost at least 1 or 2 pounds already just by doing a one-day cleanse and drinking water and apple juice and drinking that prune juice in the morning, okay? You will at least have lost a pound or two just in one day, on average, it depends on who you are and whatever. But now that second day, you will all of a sudden have a lot more energy, not enough to be going to play baseball or all that, but you will feel a lot better on that second day, where you can now maybe take a slight little walk. Going into the third day, when you wake up, you will be amazed on the energy you have. You want to just go do whatever you want to do. And you haven't eaten for 2 days. It's amazing how we think that we need to eat food that has no nutrition in it to give us nutrition, to give us the energy to do what we need to do, and it's the complete opposite, okay? First of all, we're not even eating food that has nutrition in it, basically. Any nutrition that's in the foods that we get from supermarkets are actually manufactured and placed in there in by chemists, okay? It's not natural, okay? 100 years ago, you would have to eat one apple. Now you would have to eat 15 apples to equal the nutrition in one apple 100 years ago. Embalmers used 30% less embalming fluid in their patients or their whatever 100 years ago than today. Why? Because we're embalming ourselves with preservatives, literally. So it's when we really just stop and think and really take the responsibility of our life force, of our breathing, and realize what we're doing to ourselves, we start to become aware of what we need to do to live a longer and much more healthier lifestyle. Now, what happens is when that third day comes around, you're not going to the bathroom as much, and food is the last thing on your mind. And I can't even explain that myself, people. I really can't. I don't know how that can happen, because I feel sometimes I have to eat every, 4 or 5 hours, okay? Most of us do. But it's amazing when you fast, and this is why it's an experience that everyone needs to experience on their own to feel this, what I'm telling you, okay? And by that third day, you do not want food. If you see someone eating food, it's not that, even if it's your favorite food, and you normally would just want to go buy it for yourself at that moment, it would be repulsive, because you will feel so good and so vitally strong, and your clarity, your mind, everything, your spirit, your body, your physical, emotional, and spiritual realms are just heightened, okay? It's an amazing, amazing feeling. Now, as I said in the beginning, there are so many. You can do a one-day fast. You can do a 40-day fast. like in life, though, my recommendation is always moderate, start off slow, and work your way up, okay? Not only is it physically sometimes not good to do that, but mentally it's harder. You know, we must just start somewhere. And this is why I recommend at a very minimum, bare minimum, pick a day. And Jan and Robert, just a quick note. I'm wondering if we can, on the website, on National Liberty Alliance, on the Natural Healing website, if we can put an area there where if anyone who's experiencing this or anything else, that maybe they can share their experiences with everybody else. I mean, we may want to do that in the future. Now, I was talking about oral intoxication. It's amazing how, if we really think about it, if we don't have life, you know, in the Declaration of Independence, it's life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Well, there was a reason why they put life first. You don't have life, well, you don't have anything, right? Well, if we don't ourselves don't take care of our body is our church or chapel, I forget the word. But if we don't have our health, and it comes down to where we are prematurely dying, what is the purpose? Why do we, I mean, it's like amazing, because I never thought of it this way. And my whole life, you know, I'm an Italian. I'm purebred Italian. My dad was an Italian. My mom was Italian. God rest their souls. I mean, my mom made the most delicious foods in the world, but is the worst for my body. Okay, I was going through a 100 capsule Rolaids bottle every week when I was younger, until I moved out of my mother's house, and then I got wise to greasy foods. And although I love Italian food, I don't eat no more fried foods and all of that oil that she used to use. So it is the awareness of what we're doing. You know, even though we are raised a certain way, you know, it's time that we all individually, we must take responsibility. You know, we must stop drinking those sodas. I mean, just think about that. You know, and one time this is kind of just fascinating to me, and I just have to share this personal experience. Or awakening, I should say, not experience. I read one time that dairy is not good for you. So I did a bunch of research, and it was part of my training in the School of Natural Healing, and when I got certified through them. But cows have two stomachs. Humans have one. Now, when a little baby is born, a human baby is born, it is instinctively part of the process that the mother will breastfeed that child. And that child would instinctively clap onto her breast and start sucking on the milk and being fed nutritional values based upon the mother's health. Okay, that's a natural process of the human growth. Okay, now, all other animals in the animal kingdom have similar processes. Okay. So now when a calf is born, that calf goes under the cow and drinks the cow's milk, and that specific milk from the cow is the best nutritional value for that calf. So the same as a human mother to its child, okay? So one day I thought, well, when was it the first man or person who thought up the idea of getting the milk from the cow and consuming it? Now, I know that, I mean, I want us all to think about this for a second, because this blew my mind. Now, a lot of our foods are dairy, which comes from the cow's milk. Now, the cow's milk is designed for a cow as breast milk is designed for a human baby. Now, a cow has two stomachs. Humans have one. There's a reason for that. So why are we so surprised? And to get back to Dr. Christopher, one of his philosophies is based upon this theory of constipation and clogging up all the organs, and he contributes 99% of that from dairy products, because he intelligently, and I have to agree, it doesn't make sense why a human would want to drink another animal's milk. I mean, so should we drink, let's pick another one, a giraffe, or, I mean, why don't we go to all the other animals and start getting and manufacturing their milk too? I mean, what's the difference? So the point is, you know, we really have to think about, you know, even though periodically I'll still sit down and I'll have some cereal, but now I've chosen to go almond milk or coconut milk, okay? My wife still drinks cow milk. I will not drink cow milk, okay? Because it just actually disgusts me. I can't bring myself to do that. Now, again, I'm not perfect. I said that in the beginning. I love cheese. I'm a cheese guy. I'm an Italian. So I like sliced cheese and grated cheese and all that. But the point is we really need to start looking and asking questions on why. Why are we doing this? And how is this going to benefit us? And how is this going to hurt us? So my point is our worst enemy is our mind. It is our ignorance to question our traditions or our oral suggestions in our mind or our habits. Okay, humans are habit forming. Basically, everything we do is based upon habits that we've created. So, so far, all of this. I don't know how much time we are in. Let me check the time. Yeah,
we're just about to.
Well, we're almost
stop.
Done here, aren't we? I'm going to say one more thing here to kind of wrap this up. I think what we need to do is we need to make a pledge, and I'm not saying to do so now, but I think individually we should. And these are some of the things that I kind of gathered together to be, because I think part of the process is not just physically, it's got to be the three areas, physical, mental, and spiritual. And I think we need to be strong that nothing can disturb your peace of mind. To talk health, peace, and happiness to everyone you meet. To make all your friends feel that they are special. To look at the sunny side of everything and make your optimism and dreams come true. To think only the best, work only for the best, and expect only the best for your life. To be just as enthusiastic about the success of others as you are about yours. To forget the mistakes of the past and press on to the greater achievements of the bright, fresh future. To wear a cheerful countenance of all times and give every living creature you meet a smile. To give so much time to the improvements of yourself that you have no time to be critical of others. We need to focus inwardly, folks. We really do. We need to stop looking outward for the answers, all of our answers of everything that really means anything is inwardly. We really need to sit in peace with ourselves and meditate and think clearly within ourselves. And one way to do that is through fasting and cleansing. We need to be large. We need to large for worry. We need to stop it. We need to stop having fear and anger.
Okay.
We need to settle into the peace of our
lives. We need to cut it now. Thank you, folks, and I hope
to touch on. I think I have just only a few more minutes here.
No.
Robert?
One more time.
Am I done here?
You're done. Thank you, folks.
Hello?
Hope you come on over to the other show that's fixing to start, COS.
Robert?
And now, yes. You hear me? Yeah, I'd like to correct one
thing here. Cows have four stomachs, not two.
Okay. I'm sorry, you're right. I made a mistake there. I accidentally hit my Bluetooth off.